At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, just 35 minutes to go, or a little bit less than that. 33 minutes to go until I hand it over to Sammy Lev for the Padres pregame show, the Padres EcoWater SoCal pregame show on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Matt Scraby filling in for Tony and Chris. Right now, Tony is off doing his thing down at the stadium. Chris is on vacation, and I will be with you for the next couple, or for the next half hour, updating you on what's been going on all day. Also, talking a little bit about the dog days of summer. I know I'm teasing this a little bit too much, but I found out what the dog days of summer are, and I'm going to share it with all of you and tell you how it relates to sports talk radio. But that's in the next segment. Right now, we're going to give you all the news that has happened today, and it's good news. It's very, very good news. Yu Darvish has been reinstated from the 60-day IL. He's going to be pitching tonight for the Padres. Michael King has spoken to the media, and he said that he is making his way back. He threw from 120 feet today. He said he is feeling good, and that all he really needs to do is he's basically going through a second spring training. And that sounds brutal for him, but hey, whatever gets him back as soon as possible to the rotation is what the Padres need. So I'm thinking maybe August seems like unless there's any setbacks or anything, I think August would be the right month for him to come back to the rotation. So that's good that he's talking and throwing and telling the media things and all of that. So that's news that we wanted. Jason Adam is an all-star. Fernando Tatis Jr. is an all-star. Manny Machado is an all-star. So the Padres have three all-stars. And when I was thinking about the all-star team this year and how the Padres have been playing lately, I wasn't sure outside of maybe Manny Machado, because he obviously was going to make it. He was the best part about the Padres in the first half, or pre-All-Star break, because I know some people don't like saying first half, second half, because it's not actually the first half, second half, and I kind of subscribe to that a little bit. But I didn't think that Jason Adam would make it over Robert Suarez. But when you look at the numbers and when you really think about it, I think that that's probably the right move, because Robert Suarez has a lot of saves. He's got 25 saves, which I believe is like five more than the next National League saves person on the list. And I would say that he's not, I would say that he wasn't selected because of how he's pitched as of late. He has not pitched great lately. He's blown some saves lately. So Jason Adam, on the other hand, has been pretty much lights out as much as you possibly can be. There was a stretch where he wasn't as good, but I think that was because they were using Jason Adam a lot. They were having him pitch a lot, and it was, he was tired. And so once he got a little bit of a break, once he got a little bit of a reset time when they were able to, because they needed him in all those games, and he was able to rest up and be the guy that we knew he was earlier in the year. So I'm not worried about Jason Adam at all and what's going on in the future. But it's nice to see him make the All-Star team for the first time. And having someone like Jason Adam make the All-Star team is what you really feel good about. Because Jason Adam was a guy who didn't even know if he was going to play or he was going to pitch again, because he had injuries way back when with the Padres. They helped him rehab. He went to several other teams, and then the Padres traded for him and got him last year. So I think that Jason Adam is potentially the future closer for the Padres. If Robert Suarez doesn't come back to the team next year with his player option, then you may have... I don't know that the Padres are going to spend big money on Robert Suarez. I don't know that they really want to spend big money on a closer. But Jason Adam could be there. Maury Hone could be there. I'm talking about the rest of this year. Next year, I could change completely. But if they were to say... if they were to trade Robert Suarez, Jason Adam would be the next man up. And I think we all feel comfortable with that. I saw some discussion about maybe they just go with the hot hand at closer. Estrada, Maury Hone, or Jason Adam, who's the best for that situation? Put them in there. I don't know that this really makes a lot of difference to a pitcher, but I feel like guys knowing their roles really helps to prepare them. And I know that they are just out there to pitch whenever they're supposed to pitch, but closing out a game is completely different from the seventh inning. And the goal is the same, give up no runs, but obviously you're getting the team's last shot in the ninth inning, and Robert Suarez has been more than good for the Padres if you look at his career in totality. But he has gone through stretches where he just is not as good as we're accustomed to. And I think maybe that's us fans having too high of expectations, possibly. But I don't know that a closer by committee is what Mike Schilt and the Padres want to do. I just don't see it. I don't see a closer by committee being what they're going to go with. I don't see them trading Robert Suarez, but he does have value to other teams. He's a rental, so it's almost like you're gonna get pennies on the dollar back for him because he's a rental. I just don't see a deal being worked out. We're gonna play an AJ Preller clip in just a second about he was on with MLB Network Radio and he was talking about what the Padres want to go after in for the trade deadline, which they have to make a trade because they do need to bolster this team. But I think that they're in a spot where they have to go all in. And I've been seeing trades like Dylan Cease being traded for a bunch of prospects. I don't know that that's the best move for the Padres right now. Like, they have a legit chance to make the playoffs, and with some improvement around the edges of the team, they have a chance to win in the playoffs. So why are you going to be trading Dylan Cease and taking someone out of your rotation and putting and getting back prospects in return? I don't get that. I don't think that's where the team is. I don't think that's the stage that the team wants to be in right now. I think the team is looking at winning now rather than trying to, you know, build up their farm system once again. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I see this team going for it this year. And if they have to lose a Dylan Cease in free agency and get nothing for him, why not? He's also a rental. He's also going to have pennies, a return of pennies on the dollar because he is a rental. He's going to be a free agent and he's probably going to get money. But I don't know that the Padres are really, really, really worried about getting something somewhere or getting a trade package back for him. I just don't see it. Could happen. Definitely could happen. There's many, many, many things that AJ Preller has done that I didn't predict. A lot of other people didn't predict. But I think that AJ Preller is, I think that he wants to win now. I don't think he wants to build up for the future. So it's going to be interesting over the next 24 days or so before the trade deadline to see what happens. We'll play that AJ Preller clip, but I wanted to play you this. This is Fernando Tatis Jr. speaking to the media about his All-Star selection. I don't think expected it, but he was selected. So here's what he had to say with the media earlier today.
What does it mean to be elected by other players in the league? I mean, that's kind of a nice acknowledgement.
It's definitely a really great acknowledgement, and grateful with every single one of them, and that's why we play this game and so hard, and that's why we put every single thing we can out there, lay everything out there.
This will be your third time going. The first time, I would imagine, it's just kind of overwhelming, possibly, and some guys say they have more fun the second and third times that they get a chance to go. What stood out to you the first couple of All-Star games that you went to, and what are you looking forward to for this one?
Just to enjoy the experience, man. You know, they're just going to be the best players of the game are out there, so, you know, find a way how to have good baseball talks with every single one of them, and just enjoy the moment. Those are memories that you take with yourself, you know, on the long run, and when you're sitting on your couch, probably when you're 40 years old, and that's what you're going to remember.
Getting you Darvish back today, what does that mean for this team to have him back on the mound, his leadership and just his presence?
Just his presence itself is a lot, and I'm really happy for him that he's bouncing back, and, you know, every time that you getting a player back like Yu Darvish is definitely a push to the team.
What do you enjoy most about watching Yu Darvish go?
Man, just obviously he's great on the mound, but his work ethic is just off the chart. You know, how he's still capable of doing it, you know, for so long, the way he has done it is really impressive, and just happy that he's back and he's on our side.
Given how tough the schedule was in June and how well you've played at home, how much you guys enjoy having a nice long stretch here ahead of the break?
Beautiful. Definitely enjoy it. I love the weather over here. I love playing in Petco. Love playing in front of my fans, and it's definitely a push that we needed.
Jason Adam will be going to the All-Star game for the first time. Any words of advice for him on how to enjoy the experience?
Just enjoy it, man. You know, it's a lot of hard work out there, and he definitely deserves it, and he's happy for the man.
There you go, Fernando Tatis Jr. talking about his All-Star selection, and he said, these are the moments I'm going to think about when I'm sitting on the couch when I'm 40. I believe that's what he said. I think he said the age of 40, and I just turned 40 maybe 6 weeks ago, and that is an eye-opener for me. Makes me feel really old that Fernando said, I'll be sitting on the couch thinking about my All-Star days when I'm 40. Ugh. Yes, you will, Fernando. I still think about my Little League All-Star days when I'm sitting on my couch at the age of 40. So make all those memories. Make all the memories. Also, another person from the Padres, another player, who immediately lights up and smiles when they were asked about Yu Darvish coming back. So I think that's a big deal tonight. Yu Darvish returning to the rotation. Yu Darvish being Yu Darvish. I think that's a huge morale boost for the team. And you could see it. Every time a player is asked, they just smile. And they know Yu Darvish is Yu Darvish. That's really all I can say about it, because there's not really many ways to describe Yu Darvish outside of saying he's Yu Darvish. How many more times can I say Yu Darvish before the end of the show? We'll find out. When we get back, I'll share with you what AJ Preller said to MLB Network Radio about the trade deadline and what they're looking for. Also, the dog days of summer. Stick with us, Gwen and Chris, until 5:35 when Sammy takes over at 5:40 for the Padres pregame show right here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to make sure I have everything. Matt Scraby back with you here. Final segment of the show. For going to Chris. Chris back next Monday, or on Monday. And Tony is down at the stadium at Petco Park getting ready for tonight's game between the Padres and the Diamondbacks. I just got our winner. If you heard the Fernando third home run, you knew it was time to call. And Joe has won those tickets. So great job, Joe. You were the first caller. Appreciate you. And you were very excited. Like, it's very nice to, it's awesome when people are super excited to win the tickets. Because sometimes people are like, where are the tickets? You don't know? Okay, I don't want them. I'm like, well, why did you call? But Joe was very excited. And I was very excited to give Joe those tickets. All right. What else do we have today? Actually, you know, I do want to stop and say real quick that the floods in Texas, I keep getting news alerts on my phone, and the floods in Texas have displaced a lot of people and have unfortunately taken a lot of people's lives. And I've heard some of these stories from people who are in it, and I've heard different things, and it is extremely scary to think about what those people went through, and to know that there was a, you know, summer camps going on and things like that with teenagers, and it's just it's hard to think about, honestly. You just can't really understand what those people are going through, because it's just such a unique situation and it's such a tragic situation. And so I just wanted to say something before the show ended, because we haven't said anything yet. And, you know, the news alerts on my phone are a good and a bad thing, because I get to stay up to date on things that are going on in the sports world and in the regular world. But it's also a bad thing, because I see the news alerts and see that, you know, the for lack of a better term, the death toll keeps rising. And that is very sad. Very, very sad. And so my thoughts go out to all those families who have lost someone, are still looking for someone. It's just very, very scary to hear that, and to know that what those people went through is just something that you can't predict. Like, these people had no time to get out. And that's something that is very scary to me, and I'm sure a lot of other people. So my thoughts are with those people in Texas and the families and everything. It's just one of those freak incidents of nature that just really devastated that area of Texas. So wanted to make sure I said something about that, because it was dominating the news headlines over the weekend, as it should have, because it was a really, really big deal. And so if anybody is listening right now and is affected by that, I'm sorry that you're going through that. All right, there's no real good way to move into what I'm about to talk about next, but we're going to, and that would be AJ Preller and his trade deadline wants and needs. And he was on with MLB Network Radio, let's see, yesterday. And he actually gave the host of MLB Network Radio a pretty good answer about what the Padres are looking for at the trade deadline. So here's what AJ Preller had to say to MLB Network Radio yesterday.
But again, I think the biggest thing is, you know, from my standpoint in this chair, we're prepared because we've got great scouts, analysts, staff, coaching staff that, you know, they all participate in the process. You know, we feel like we have a pretty good pulse on the league and who's out there. It doesn't always mean you're going to make great decisions, but I think we're in position, you know, with talented players in our organization, both at the major league and minor league level, to at least be in these conversations. And then you've got to, as a GM, evaluate, like, how realistic it is that your team can win and contend. Then try to weigh that out versus future, you know, and wanting to make sure that's a sustained run. So, you know, we've had the chance here, you know, over the last 5 years to be in three playoff runs, and we've had five in a row where we've been in the mix till the end. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, we'll look at our team here this year. You know, getting Darvish King back would be huge. The bullpen's been strong. We've got a lot of different weapons in the pen. We've had some you could add to a strength. And on the offense side, it's probably rounding out the depth of the lineup. You know, I think, you know, like you mentioned, the top of the lineup should be strong. You know, and you look up and you've got a Jake Cronenworth hitting seventh and eighth some nights, but you've got to be deep, you know, 1 through 9. And I think probably adding a bat or two is something that we're going to look at here in the next few weeks to try to help our team get to October.
That was very AJ Preller answer right there. It was a lot of words. And then at the end, in like the last 5 seconds, he delivered on what we needed, which is we're thinking about adding a bat or two is something that we're going to look at here in the next few weeks. That is a pretty good indication of where the Padres want to go with their trade deadline. I think that they know that they need a bat. I think that they know that's probably more important than some other areas right now. But AJ saying that he is going to be looking at this in the next few weeks means that he is really going to be looking for a bat in the next few weeks. I don't know how much he sleeps to begin with. Tony doesn't think he sleeps much at all, but I have a feeling that he's not going to be able to sleep for the next month or so until he figures out how to bolster this team for the rest of the season and for the playoff run, because we're getting down to that time of the year. We're getting down to when these games, you know, these games matter all the time to me, but these games really start to matter now. And the Padres, even though they're not putting up a ton of runs on the board, they are playing good baseball for the most part, and they're doing the little things, which is taking the extra base when they can on a sac fly, or just being aggressive on the bases when they can and it's safe enough to do so. I think that they're doing all those things correctly. And that's how the Padres are going to win games. They're going to win games with good pitching and timely hitting, plus some small ball in there, plus just doing all the little things to get them that win in the playoffs. And they've done it before. We saw it a little bit last year. I know that they had the quote unquote power outage at the end of the series with the Braves, Dodgers. They took care of the Braves, no problem. But they struggled at the end of the series with the Dodgers, and they have to have that in the back of their mind when they're trading for someone. Like, we need to make sure that we're not going to be put into a spot where we don't have any bat that we can go to off the bench in a playoff game. Now, I'm not saying that if they had a bat last year, it would have changed the drought, the scoring drought. But I am saying that it helps you a ton when you have a quality bat that can come off the bench or DH. It means a ton. And we were talking about a little bit earlier, but the left field position, which was a massive, massive, massive need maybe a month ago, doesn't seem like it's that big of a need now, because you have Gavin Sheets playing good left field, or good enough left field. Now, if they can get a left fielder and they can get someone who can hit and play left field, then that's fine. you can put Gavin Sheets in the DH and have him DH. But Gavin Sheets is playing good enough in left field that I don't think that is a necessarily a massive need for this team right now. You always need pitching. And with Yu Darvish coming back tonight, that's a huge add. Michael King coming back probably in August, that's a massive add for the team. I'm saying probably in August because that's kind of what Michael King said. You got Fernando hitting really well lately. He's hitting over 300 in the last 7 games, and he is also walking more. The team is walking more. I think that they're going in the right direction. They just need some help in certain areas, and that's what AJ Preller is talking about when he's adding a bat or two. And I hope, I don't want to rain on the parade of being excited about the trade deadline, but I hope it's not like a bat that doesn't make sense. Like, to me, when they traded for Adam Frazier years ago, I didn't think it made sense. And he went from being the National League batting champion when he was traded to the Padres to not hitting much at all. Like, AJ Preller does a pretty good job of making trades that make sense. Like, that one did not make sense to me. That one did not help the team. But I do think that AJ learns from a lot of the different things that he does in his career. And that's a huge thing. You know, being able to learn and adjust is what the name of the game is all about. Like, you could say that the Nationals didn't learn and adjust enough. The Nationals just fired their GM of 16 years, Mike Rizzo, and the manager, Dave Martinez. I don't know what they're thinking, because it seems like, I know that maybe the manager, it doesn't seem like the GM needed to go, unless there was some behind the scenes uncomfortableness with everything. But I definitely think that the Nationals are going in the wrong direction. Padres are in the right direction. Even though they gave the Nationals all those players, the Padres are still one of the teams that are fighting for a spot in the wild card. The Nationals have been out of it for quite some time, and they have not done much of anything since 2019 when they took over, or when they won the World Series with Juan Soto and Steven Strasburg. All right, happy hour. This was the happy hour. It was brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season is in full swing, and so is swim season. Call GL Pools and mention radio for a free month of pool service. The dog days of summer. This is going to be way quicker than I thought, but the dog days of summer refers to the time between July 3rd and August 11th. It's during this 40-day stretch that the temperature and humidity reach their highest points of the season. That is why they call it the dog days of summer. I'll explain tomorrow, hopefully, about why sports talk is in the dog days of summer. But up next, Sammy Leavitt from Petco Park. Padres Diamondbacks at 6:40. Sam at 5:40. I'm Matt Scraby. This has been Gwen and Chris. We'll be back with you tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.